Okay, so we're going to continue our discussion a little bit about lighting on Erev Shabbos. What's the correct order? If you look on the first page, you have the Bahag. This is what we spoke about, that really we can make a list of everyone who's against this Bahag. The Rosh, Tosfos, the Rashba, the Ramban, like, you know, you have the big weights. Nevertheless, the minhag became like this Bahag. He has in the top line, he says, Heicha devoy la'aluki ner Chanukah v'ner Shabbos, right? It's meaning on a Friday, you have to light both. Bereisha first, Malik de Chanukah, v'had Malik de Shabbos. First light Chanukah and then Shabbos. Why? To eat Adlik Shabbos Bereisha, if you would light Shabbos first, it's Sarle la'aluki de Chanukah mishum de Kabbalah Shabbos aleh. Because, right, this is the Bahag Shita, that lighting Shabbos is Kabbalah Shabbos. So no, not for a man. That's what we're going to point out now. The Achronim say this idea that was accepted really by the women. That's like the default value. The women were ones that'll do it, but a man, theoretically, he could light. He maybe in certain cases he should light, like if he's away or something like that. Because really I don't want to get too far off topic. But really, there's two aspects to Nero Shabbos.
But if he uses a man
Yeah, but again, the way the Achron, we'll see. I'll show you. We'll jump right in. Look in the. You have on page two. You have Shulchan Aruch. Right, this is the siman that we're working on. So in the middle is the Mechaber. He says Be'erev Shabbos, Madlik Ner Chanukah Techila. Okay, we're gonna light Chanukah first. V'achakach Ner Shabbos. Hagos is the Ramah. V'varech Aleihem Kemo Bechol. Af Api Shemadlik Be'od Yom Gadol. Okay, so you have to give enough time for that. Really, the earliest you could light is Plag HaMincha. Okay, so now the Magen Avraham here on the right side. He says, Be'erev Shabbos, B'di'evid, Im Hilik Shel Shabbos, Lilit Shabbos first, in, out of order, V'lo Kibel Shabbos Machshav To, Yochel Halik Achakach. He quotes from Lavush, the Lavush, the original Rabbi Jaffe, the Lavush. He says, really, it's not a problem. Venerally comes along the Maganam, says, to be Isha Hamadlekes, for a woman, this is your question, for a woman who lights, Kevin Shehaminog Shemekabela Shabbos Behalakaso, the minhag is that women are accepting Shabbos by their lighting, right? When she calls Besof Simon, she calls Simon Reish Samach Gimel. In Cain, Lotadlik Shuv Shel Chanukah, she should not light. But the diag is, it's only on a woman. If a man is lighting it out of order, not a problem. The woman shouldn't. Ela tomer la'acher lahadlik. Right? She'd have someone else should, she should tell somebody else to light. So here's the big question. Here's the big question. What happened? She lit Shabbos. Who else is she going to tell to light the Chanukah? Who else is she going to tell to light? So we'll be surprised. Who you're allowed to have light your Shabbos versus who you're allowed to have light your Chanukah. That's what we want to develop. If you look at the next page, also page three, here you have the Prima Gadim also makes this chiluk, men versus women. Ein Magen Avram, chiluk ben ish delot misaseh behalakas near Shabbos. When a man lights Shabbos, he is not accepting upon himself the issur melacha. Because think about it. We spoke about this yesterday, a day or two ago. Really, lighting Shabbos candles is just one of my preparations for Shabbos, right? Yeah. Think about it. I make my bed. I take a shower. I set the table. I mop the floor. I'm doing all these things for covered Shabbos. So here's another thing that I'm doing. I'm lighting Shabbos candles. I'm like, so there should be light in my house. I shouldn't be tripping over things. Shalom bayis. But mehechitesi, why is that being a makabel Shabbos at the point? So he says right here, the man, again, Chilik bein ish delomit asim bilhalakas ner Shabbos de yochel lahalik ner Chanukah achar kach. So for him, no problem. The man, you lit Shabbos out of order. Okay, no problem. You light the Chanukah. Aval isha dark lekabel Shabbos asur lahalik ner Chanukah v'zeh das levush. That's the bush. Ein betaz mizeh v'ein eli rabba bezeh yishlom lechore de kaimelon. Komi lidi ihu lomatzi osel lomatzi meshave shliach. So anything that you can't do yourself, you can't make a shliach. Vim gain im gavul Shabbos beferush tzarachin eich yomer laacher lahalik b'shvilo. Right. So how could you tell somebody to do something that you yourself can't do?
But you could. If you're late early and you want somebody to do something, you can still do.
I can tell somebody to do malacha for me. The Mishnah Berurah says, let's say it's summertime and I made early Shabbos and I realize like the lights aren't on or the chon's not up. So I could tell Beferish to a Jew who has not yet been Makabel Shabbos, you know, do this for me.
Right. What's the difference here?
So here, you know, you're asking good. What's the question over here? Okay. So let's keep going. He says, Nir Tam Shlichus, Tahaika. This isn't really shlichus. This isn't shlichus over here. Came in Ramonohu V'acha Maisa Koif Ovid. Okay, I'm going to have to explain what this. We'll explain what this means. I'm going to read it, and we'll see a little more. We call Malcolm Brachos. How could somebody else make the brachos? Afshemeh Keone. Okay, we call Malcolm. Fine. So we're going to let me. Move things along for a minute about who the other person is in. You have on page 5, this is Rabbi Yitzchak Tirna, Sefer HaMinhagim. So he's going to say, we spoke about this from the Baal HaTanya, but really this is an earlier source about women. On the minhag used to be making a chuppah on Friday afternoons. Because of unfortunately, the communities couldn't afford to make two separate seudos, so they would combine it, right? The chasana would be your Friday night, you know, as well. So the women used to want a light. What did they do? So Kosut Marash, B'shem Maharam, it's really Sheyesh Chuppah Be'erev Shabbos, right? Uma'achrim Bo Ad Acher Shkia Sachama. So now the chuppah is going right up to Shkia. Vishuv ein lahalik near Shabbos klal. You can't light after Shkia. Ve'im kein isha she'ena roitz lekabel Shabbos lifnei achupa. She doesn't want to be mekabel Shabbos before for whatever reason. She doesn't want to accept Shabbos there. As talde kaner below bracha kodem achupa. So then she could light. She's not going to make a bracha. She'll light, go to the chupa, come back an hour later. Ve'achakach v'chashecha. Tifros yoda al haneros v'tvarich. So that's the idea about covering your eyes, right? Because you have to make the bracha over lasiosan. So Svardic women will just go ahead and make the bracha and light. But the Ashkenazios, they will light, yeah, cover their eyes, covering eyes means I'm not getting hana. So a peekaboo, I cover my eyes, and now I can make the bracha on it. So that's option number one. Again, the Sefer Minhag gives her two options. Option number one, light without a bracha, because again, he's working with that behag, that is your Kabbalah Shabbos. So okay, so you go, you light. Don't do the bracha. For whatever reason, she just wants to do Kabbalah Shabbos, maybe she wants to drive to the chuppah, or whatever she wants to, I don't know, she wants to take pictures on her phone, whatever it is. She wants to be at the wedding, then comes back, and then she'll be Kabbalah Shabbos. That's option. Oh, Toma Lagoya. She'll tell a non-Jew, Chetablik, wow. So option number two is you could have a non-Jew light your Shabbos candles. You could tell a non-Jew to light, right? So those are the two options he gives. Okay, but you see clearly what you can have a goy could light your Shabbos neros, right? That's one of the options. One option, you light first, and don't make a bracha, don't make a kabbalah shabbos, and you come back. Option number two. So this is quoted. Let's see how far we'll get. This is quoted in the Magen Avraham on page 6. Sifkot Yud Aleph, right? On the right side. Okay, this is a different idea that it's a zman of tefillah. There's Rebbeinu Bechaya on Parshas Yisro that talks about this women being mekabel the davening at that point in time. Sheitin lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu banim zuchorim meirim betorah yesh sidurim shekosu behem bracha leneiros acher yitzias iskenesis ve'enom. Okay, fine. Kosu marash. That's the Reb Sholem minustad b'shemar. Sheyesh chuppah, which we saw, be'erev Shabbos, u'ma'achrim bo ad acher, on top left, shkia d'chama, ve'isha ein roitz l'kabel Shabbos, lifnei chuppah, az tadlik haner b'lo bracha, kodem ha'chuppah, that's option number one, v'achakach, Bechashecha tifrosh yadeha ali haneros betivarech o shetomer laakum lehalik acher chupa vehi tivarech al adkan. So this is quoted. The Morgan Avram quotes this idea. Can you imagine? Forget about the chuppah. Imagine a woman has a housekeeper at home, and she's running late. They have Shabbos. She tells her non-Jewish helper, go light Shabbos candles. When I come out downstairs, when I come out of the shower, I will make the bracha. Ah. So the Rebbe Kiva Eger at the bottom has a kash on this. The Rebbe Kiva has a kash on this. You see, the Rebbe Kiva Eger is on the second wide line. Lenias daiti. Lenias daiti. Gamal idach. The Omer Lagoyet Tadlik Kasha. Kevan de Ein Shlichus Lenochri. Ein Shlichus Lenochri. The Im Kane, he ain't a midlek. Right? How could she do this? That's what keeps Kasha. Right? You need Shlichus. So how in the world could you tell the woman, the goyi, to light on your behalf? That's Bekiva's kasha on the Magen Avram. The Magen was working from the Shlomo Neustadt, that the idea of two options, right? One was when you're running late, either you light without the bracha, and then you make the bracha afterwards, or you ask the goyi to light on your behalf. So that's the kasha. Do we have time? We're out of time. All right. So we'll pick it up. We'll pick it up. We'll have to. You have a hard night. I don't know how you're going to sleep tonight, but this Bekiva's kasha. I hope you'll have a good night's sleep. But Mirza, we'll pick it up. We'll have a teretz, and we'll point out more chilukim between Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. Mirza Shem, Mirza Shem tomorrow. Okay, have a great day.